The truth and the light. Well, good morning, everybody. I had to think of these songs that we sang already this morning. Lord, Thou hast searched. It comes from the Scripture, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Did I open my life up to Him this morning? Do I do this every day? Not just in song, but in life. Then we sang the song, there is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There's our answer. If we turn our life over to Him totally, we have somebody to heal us, the sin-sick soul. And we all need that. Brother Aiden says it's a place to come every week to get refreshed. Every week. And I'm blessed with that we can come here and get refreshed. Are we rejoicing this morning? Am I rejoicing? So, well, I don't have a long opening this morning. Maybe just something to warm us up a little, you could say. But what I want to talk about this morning is to edify one another. To edify one another. I think in these days, in these last days, I think this is important in our walk with life. To lift each other up and to edify one another. Edify. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. To edify, as this verse instructs us, is literally to be a builder, a house builder. It means to promote growth in Christian wisdom, affection, grace, virtue, and holiness. To lift somebody up in this way. To be a house builder, to build up the other person. We are, it seems to me, I don't know, I might be wrong in this, but it seems to me that we're either tearing down or building up. And I think that can go in different directions, but I think it's in our lives, in another person's lives. I don't think we can be doing both. We're either doing one or the other. In 2 Titus, verse 1, but speak ye all the things which become sound doctrine. Speech of this kind is to the glorious gospel of Christ. It's a builder. It's edifying when our speech is sound doctrine. If our speech is to be truly edifying, we must continue to study God's word and put it in practice, be grounded and rooted in Him. Far too often, our speech and actions do not edify others. And I know I've failed in this already. Where our speech and our actions don't edify one another. In Matthew 12:36, Jesus stated some very thought-provoking words, very sobering words. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account of in the day of judgment. Steve Miller talked about this a while back, and it was right through that time the Lord was working in my life. On words, on idle words, words that aren't really necessary, words that really don't build up. So what is an idle word? It's literally just an inactive word, a word that don't mean much. It's no good. It just falls on the ground. It's not. It's empty. It don't edify. It don't build up. So, does this not include every word that I speak that belittles another person? Is that an idle word that belittles another person and doesn't improve his journey on his way of life? Is my speech and conduct a portrayal of Jesus Christ? If I say something to make myself look more important, it's too often at the expense of someone else. If I condemn or criticize someone, would that person ever want to come to me for any help, spiritual help, advice, or anything, if I'm condemning and criticizing? You know, I had to think, when I thought of idle words, I had to think of Samuel. 1 Samuel 3:19. It says, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground." Just think about that for a minute. None of his words fell to the ground. It's just, is that possible? With the Lord, it's possible. Here in this chapter, at the start there, it says that Samuel, it says something about a child. The first verse in that says, it says at the start of this chapter that the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. So I took him as a young man. It says as a child. Then this verse says Samuel grew and the Lord was with him. I think Samuel put this to practice. What words to use at a very young age. It's something that I think if we recognize this at a very young age, the words that we speak, do they really mean something? If it's something that we drag along, it's just so much harder to get it under the blood. If we see that there's no weight there, there's no value of just empty words. The sooner we see that in our lives, the easier it is to recognize this and get it under the blood. And not just a lot of empty words. I had to think, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. I think in that chapter in Timothy, it's talking maybe a little more about arguing about the Word of God. I'm not sure. But I think that could be fitting here in our lives. It doesn't say it increases unto godliness. It says it increases unto ungodliness, more ungodliness. I know we've all heard somebody say, well, that's his dad's side coming out of him, or that's his mom's side coming out of him. And that might be so. I'm not throwing that all away, but we got to face, will this pass on the day of judgment? This type of thinking. It will not if it's not under the blood. This is something that we can get under the blood, and it's something that we don't have to pass on to our children. That the words that we speak, are they edifying? Are they idle? We can get this under the blood, and yes, we do pass things on, but let's pass the good things on. The things that are the good things that Jesus is teaching us. Paul, he wrote, he said, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." So if I am, what do the people think? Or if I'm in a conversation, let's say with a worldly man, and there's somebody standing by close enough to hear, what are his thoughts? What is he thinking? Am I ministering grace unto the hearers that they can glorify the Lord with what they're hearing? And Ephesians 4, 5, and it says, verse 4, it says, "Neither filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving us thanks." We don't want to, nor foolish talking. It's something I can get involved in. I know I can, and I got to confess that. It's too easy to talk foolish. So, but we have help. We have this salve that we talked about this morning, to heal the sin-sick soul. And praise God. You know, we only have so much time in this world. Let's edify one another. Let's hold one another up. There in Titus 2, I thought was a very good chapter to read. I'm going to read it. If you want to follow along, it says on the title of mine, "Christian Doctrine and Conduct." The first verse is a verse that we've already talked about. Speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Then it goes on to say that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, and charity and patience. That the aged women likewise, that they may be in behavior as they become, as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given too much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, and the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, and that he that is of contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a particular peculiar people, thank you, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." There is something here for everyone. There's something for the aged men, the aged women, the young men, and the young women. A lot of these verses here this morning that we read are verses of edifying one another, lifting each other up. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you.